past support for the so-called freedom convoy of people opposed to vaccine mandates has come back to dog mayoral candidate Miranda Rocca Circelli on the campaign trail. During Monday's mayoral town hall at the Indy Cinema, she was asked where she now stands several months after the convoy movement started, having expressed support for it in the past. "I do have views that mean I support all people in our community and we consider everyone's needs and that we start to come together collaboratively, and I think stop adding to the divisiveness," she said during the event, also clarifying a public statement would come soon. The written statement was released today, in which Rocca Circelli claims, "I did not support a truck convoy." This contradicts her past social media activity, including both overt support and posts supporting various anti-mandate messages the convoy movement promoted. On January 25, Rocca Circelli shared a video by Donald Trump Jr. titled, "Heroic Truck Driver Stands Up to Medical Tyranny." In the video, Trump Jr. celebrates the Freedom Convoy for pushing back against the insanity, and urges people to support these patriots. In Rocca Circelli's now-deleted post, she accompanied the video with a few emojis, including a heart. On October 25, 2021, she expressed support for Mounties for Freedom, whose target is the same as the Freedom Convoy, to oppose mask and vaccine mandates related to the COVID-19 pandemic. "They believe that all forced COVID mandates and vaccine passports are crimes against humanity. When we stand together, we stand with integrity," Rocca Circelli wrote about the group on October 25, 2021. "When our finest and those sworn in to protect us and committed to keeping us safe speak out about their perspective on the current circumstances, I feel it's worth a listen." On September 12, 2021, Rocca Circelli shared an open letter by Voices of Silenced Okanagan Health Professionals, addressed to various politicians in British Columbia, in which they expressed opposition to various COVID-related mandates and measures. In it, they claim, the COVID-19 vaccines are experimental. Vaccines are causing the variants, and the vaccinated are more affected by variant strains than those with naturally conferred immunity. Why are we not using approved and well-researched antivirals like FDA-approved ivermectin? Requiring people to wear masks harms the user by reducing availability of oxygen, increasing bacterial growth within the fabric of the masks, leads to social issues for individuals that cannot mask for medical reasons, creates waste of materials and money, and contributes to further pollution and negative environmental impact. Please provide the evidence you are relying upon that prove masks work. Despite these claims, vaccines are not experimental, vaccines are not causing variants, the effectiveness of ivermectin in relation to COVID-19 is unproven, and potentially dangerous, and masks are both safe and help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Although heavily cited, the open letter relies on outliers within the medical community, including Dr. Byram W. Bridle, whose work has been widely refuted. On Twitter, Rocca Circelli liked a few posts by Conservative Party of Canada leadership candidate Roman Barber in which he expresses opposition to COVID-related mandates, including one posted on December 17, 2021, where Barber writes, "At Ford Nation is ruining lives because of at COVID-shontario modeling." Rocca Circelli's anti-mandate rhetoric appears to have gained traction online, with local Freedom Convoy organizer Jason LaFace expressing his support. Punctuated by a heart emoji, he wrote earlier this year that she is Sudbury's next mayor. In her written statement issued today, Rocca Circelli said she would fully and undeniably support everyone's right to bodily autonomy and the right to choose what is best for their health, based on their own health care needs. She cites two science degrees, a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry and a Bachelor of Science in Biomedical Biology, as being included in her repertoire. "I understand science, as I studied it for over 6 years and have taught it for many more," she wrote. "I will also always stand for the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms," she added. As the daughter of a first-generation immigrant, who chose this land for the freedoms and rights it offered, I will uphold these freedoms for myself and for my family. The current incarnation of City Council was unanimous in expanding its vaccine mandate beyond provincial minimums last year, and both established and have maintained a staff vaccination mandate. The city has also worked with Public Health Sudbury and districts to roll out the COVID-19 vaccine. Sudbury.com reached out to Rocca Circelli by email for comment, and included a few screenshots of her social media activity. She provided the following written response. As you can see in the evidence you have included that I have always spoken to encouraging people to make their own decisions, that is what I will always encourage. And as I noted in my public address, I stand for bodily autonomy as it states in the screenshot where it specifically states, medical freedom, you also included. To generalize that I supported anything else, is your own assumption of me and is subjective and is intended to do harm to my reputation and campaign, and that is an unfair representation of me. I have made my statement clear, and I will always stand up for the rights and freedoms of our citizens. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com. Rocca Cercelli's full written statement is below. Sudbury, on. I would like to address the current accusations and assumptions that are being made about me in public forums. I can understand and appreciate that some citizens are interested in hearing my perspectives when it comes to what has been labeled as the truck convoy. First, I want to be clear that my personal opinions and perspectives on some topics come from personal experiences for which I will not share because they are private and confidential matters that involve my family. I'd like to state that most, if not all of the individuals, who are choosing to speak publicly about their perception of me, have never met and/or had a conversation with me. I believe before we can make assumptions and accusations of people, it is worth being fair and giving them an opportunity to share their position if they choose to. I have not been given that fair opportunity and therefore, have chosen to make a statement about it. My position is clear, I did not support a truck convoy, and to provide a more personal detail that I should not have to provide, but I will. I did not financially support any truck convoy. What I do fully and undeniably support is everyone's right to bodily autonomy and the right to choose what is best for their health, based on their own healthcare needs. I hold two science degrees, a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry and a Bachelor of Science in Biomedical Biology. I understand science as I studied it for over six years, and have taught it for many more. I will also always stand for the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. As the daughter of a first-generation immigrant, who chose this land for the freedoms and rights it offered, I will uphold these freedoms for myself and for my family. Our Charter of Rights and Freedoms is what upholds our democratic rights and is critical to our citizenship. Under no circumstance will I, or have I ever supported violence. I support peaceful protests that are within the rights of all Canadians and have led to policy changes within our nation for hundreds of years. For some people to feel it is right to label another individual with such harsh criticism without even asking them what their beliefs or truths are, is part of what is contributing to the demise of our city. I have seen this very type of accusatory language and name-calling happen at our council meetings, which I have attended on more than one occasion. This behavior is unacceptable from any citizen towards another. I will not ignore or stand by when this type of slander is happening to any individual, including myself. To have members who represent some of our mayoral candidates contribute to such slander is what our citizens do not need more of. I would ask that any citizen paying attention to these public forums consider what you see in your candidate's representation. What you see today from each candidate and their team can be what you will see if they assume the role of mayor. And I'm sure you can all agree with me that this type of behavior is no longer what we want and is definitely not what we need by the mayor and councillors at City Hall. If our city wants a leader that will answer these difficult questions and stand up to adversity and division, if our citizens are seeking a leader who will speak to the needs of citizens and not personal vendettas, then I ask you to vote for me. I am committed to being a leader who can represent our citizens even in these uncomfortable situations, because sometimes as a leader, you have to face challenges that are not always going to be easy. If there is anything any citizen can take away here, it is that I am not one to walk away from name-calling and adversity. I am a leader who will face challenges and continue to be the voice of our citizens despite the criticism of some. I again invite citizens to reach out to me privately if they'd like to have a conversation about my personal experiences. I will not address these comments in a public forum to respect the people that may be impacted. I also believe it is important to consider the effects that slandering and defaming people has on an individual and a community. I simply request that individuals ask someone their opinion before making accusations about them publicly. In doing so, we can create a space of respect to communicate and find resolution in a peaceful way. Miranda Rocca Cercelli, mayoral candidate.